morning and welcome to the Marcus Today podcast for Monday the 25th of January. I am Ben O'Leary, here to have a look at the week ahead in the markets with you. And today we are up 10 points, which is pretty much in line with what our futures were suggesting. It's a pretty steady start this morning with 9 of the 11 sectors opening in the positives, though none are up by more than 0.7%, so there's not too much activity around. Energy is the big laggard in the market, down 1.6%, with the likes of Woodside, Worley's and Oil Search all down about 1.5%. Industrials are the other sector in the red, with Transurban, Qantas and Simic amongst the worst performers there, and they're all around 1.5% lower too. There's not much happening on the stock front this morning. There's a little bit of weakness in the travel names, which is mildly surprising considering the big news this morning, which we'll get to shortly. While FMG is about the best of the big stuff, it's up 3.5% after upgrading profit guidance on Friday and talk of increased dividends. But the big news this morning is the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine has formally been approved by the TGA, and we now have our first doses due to hit Australia in February. The initial rollout will see people over 70, adults with underlying health conditions, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people prioritised. Applications begin for that vaccine today. And meanwhile, the AstraZeneca wheels are still in motion, with CSL taking care of the domestic production that will see about 1 million doses per week generated from late March onwards. We have zero new cases in the country today, no locally transmitted cases in 9 of the last 10 days, all good signs for domestic travel and hopefully the reopening of those borders, which will hopefully then flow on to a bit of interest in our travel stocks, which of course we bought back into last week. And there's just a little bit of optimism creeping in globally as well as the vaccine rollout spreads. The US as well as the Europe and the UK are all looking like their case numbers are peaking on the charts, which of course we have up to date in the strategy section. Still too early to go booking that flight to London, but it is good early signs that the vaccine is seemingly making a difference. Now moving on to the week ahead, and we have a pretty quiet 4-day week expected with the market shut tomorrow for the Australia Day public holiday. Not much happening today with plenty of 4-day weekends in operation. The CPI number on Wednesday is our most notable release locally this week, while over in the US they have their FOMC meeting on Wednesday, as well as a fourth quarter GDP number with a 4.2% rise expected, and the continuation of their results season with some of the world's biggest companies reporting this week. It's going to be jam-packed. We've got Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, Johnson & Johnson and Chevron all lined up to report. It's going to be a big week, particularly in the tech space, with some very good numbers expected there as most of them thrive through the pandemic. But as always, the question is about expectations and whether they can exceed the high expectations set of them and ultimately manage to impress the market. Turning to the corporate calendar, and it is bare until Wednesday, with more people at the beach and the golf course than in the office. Wednesday we have quarterly reduction reports from Oil Search, Beach Petroleum, Iluka and St. Barbara Mines, as well as traffic data from Atlas Arteria. On Thursday we have second quarter production numbers from Evolution Mining, fourth quarter results from Galaxy Resources, half year results from Independence Group and an AGM from Virgin UK. On Friday we have the second quarter production numbers from Origin, Mineral Resources and Sandfire, half year results from GUD, second quarter results from PointsBet, and most notably for the week, we have ResMed results. We hold them in our growth portfolio. They have been a pandemic beneficiary, but same as with those American tech stocks, it's all about expectations. They do have a good history of surprising on the upside with results, though as we know, the last year has been anything but normal. Looking at the X dividends this week, and there's just two companies going X. Neither are particularly significant. We have GCI, which pays an unfranked 0.4% dividend on Thursday, and DJW, which pays out a 2.4% gross yield on Friday. Both are relatively small companies and unlikely to be inspiring the income investor to get involved. On the economic front, we have a very quiet start to the week locally thanks to tomorrow's public holiday. Things start to heat up again on Wednesday, where we have our fourth quarter inflation rate number alongside NAB Business Confidence and the Westpac Leading Index. On Thursday, we have a fourth quarter import and export prices, while on Friday, we have fourth quarter PPI and private sector credit. It's a pretty busy week over in the US as they play catch up from their shortened week last week. Tonight they have the Chicago Fed National Activity Index and the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Index. Tomorrow sees S&P Case-Shiller Home Prices, House Price Index, the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index and CB Consumer Confidence. On Wednesday they have the Fed interest rate decision from that FOMC meeting, as well as durable goods orders, before a big Thursday headlined by the fourth quarter GDP growth rate alongside goods trade balance, new home sales, CB leading index, PCE prices, wholesale inventories and the Kansas Fed Manufacturing Index. Rounding out the week on Friday is personal income, personal spending, employment cost, PCE price index, Chicago PMI, pending home sales and Michigan current conditions. Now, I don't expect you to be able to remember them all, so if you want to find any specific events, you can of course look at our calendar on our website. Not much happening over in China with industrial profits on Wednesday, the sole economic release. Japan has a little more on the agenda with the Bank of Japan monetary policy meeting minutes out tomorrow, retail sales on Thursday, and unemployment, industrial production, consumer confidence, and housing starts on Friday. Finally, it is a quiet week in Europe with just economic sentiment and consumer confidence on Thursday, M3 money supply on Friday, while in the UK they have unemployment numbers out tomorrow, car production on Thursday, and the nationwide housing prices on Friday. Looking at our technical observations this morning, and we have 18 RSI buy signals with quite a few interesting ones, including CSL, Fisher & Paykel, and the healthcare sector itself, alongside a number of tech names, including WiseTech, Technology One, NetWealth, and Link. We also have a dozen RSI sell signals this morning, with a couple of interesting names in there, including Worley, Bendigo Bank, Mineral Resources, and Elders. Now finally, on the Marcus Today media rounds this week, we have Marcus and Henry sharing the radio duties on ABC 774 in Melbourne each morning. Marcus will be back with his strategy section and podcast Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. I will be back with my weekly sector charts video and article on Friday, giving Marcus just a little bit of extra time to work on a few exciting offerings we've got coming down the pipeline. Chris will be back on AusBiz in his normal slot on Friday morning and may well pop up with another Stockwatch or two if there's anything worth covering. You can check out last week's on our website. He covered JB Hi-Fi, South 32 and PME. Tom will have another very exciting buy hold sell through the week and Henry will be back on AusBiz with Koshy on Wednesday and then back again for yet another Ask an Analyst webinar on Friday. Keep an eye on Henry's take for links to sign up for that, as you really don't want to miss out. So that's about it from me. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here on Friday.